The title of this shiur is Strimlech for Shushan Purim, and that might sound very strange, but what we want to study are the insights of the pre-tzaddik, Reb Tzadok HaKohen, in his Maimar on Shushan Purim. And what we're going to try to do is go through this Maimar bi'iyun, somewhat carefully, and to see some of the sources that he quotes, and the main thrust of his chiddush. He wants to answer the question, what's the difference between Purim and Shushan Purim? Why was it necessary, the famous Kasha? The Ran asks this at the beginning of Megillah, why was it necessary to have 2 days? We don't find that any other holiday was split between different groups. Again, there's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, but they have one extra day. Here, it's one day for these Jews, the Prozim, on Yudalad. There's another day for the Mukafim on Tesvav. That's a very strange phenomenon. And the Ran says, because Ikar Anes Have B'Shushan. But the Pritzadik wants to approach it from a different angle, and in a sense, much more fundamental. He begins by quoting the Piyut, Shoshanas Yaakov, Tzahola V'Samecha, Bir'osam Yachad, Tchilas Mordechai. And he's interested in knowing where this piyut is coming from. He suggests that the Lashon HaPiyut comes from a pasuk in Esther. And by the way, the Machzor Vitri writes about this piyut, Shoshanas Yaakov, that it was miyusad b'anshei Knesset Hagdola. So we're talking about a real bona fide nusach hatfilah. The pasuk says, "Umardechai yotza milifnei amelech b'levush malchus tcheles v'chulei va'ir shushan tzahola v'samecha." In the pasuk, it's not only Tcheles, but it's Chur, it's Ateres Zav Gedola, Tachrich Butz V'Argoman. There actually are 5 different categories of Begadim that Mordechai wore. But in any event, the word Shoshana, at the very beginning of this piyut, commands the interest of the Pritzadik. And he writes, V'tevas Shoshana v'gematria Esther, that the word Shoshana and the word, the name Esther, have the same identical gematria. If we do a quick calculation, that number is 661 in both cases. And not only that, but the Pri Eitz Chaim writes that the word Shoshana and the flower itself, the Shoshana flower, is a remez to Knesset Yisrael. The pasuk in the second chapter of Shir HaShirim refers to Knesset Yisrael as Kishoshana Bein HaChochim. And the Zohar, in its Akdoma, mentions this analogy between Shoshana and Knesset Yisrael. The Shoshana is the representative of Knesset Yisrael. Now, before we see the Zohar, let's just mention that the Pasuk Shoshana, or the word Shoshana itself, is Al Shem Ha'ir Shushan. In other words, not only does Shoshana represent Knesset Yisrael and Esther because of the identical gematria, but also represents the city of Shushan. And the reason for this is because Shoshana has the name Shushan in it, just with the added hey, and we'll see about that hey in just a minute. But when it says Yaakov, Shoshana's Yaakov, Yaakov is a teaching about the pasuk Va'ir Shushan Tzahola. When it says that Va'ir Shushan Tzahola, that's a reference to the Jewish nation in Shushan. and that's Shoshanas Yaakov. So if Shoshana is a reference to Shushan, the Yaakov is telling us, Vayir Shushan Tzahol means Yehudei, the children of Yaakov, the descendants of Yaakov in the city of Shushan, Watzahola Visamecha. And since the Pasuk says, Vayir Shushan Tzahola Visamecha, that's why the Python says, Shoshanas Yaakov Tzahola Visamecha. And what's Birosam Yachad Tchelis Mordechai means when the people, the Jewish nation of Shushan, saw Mordechai going out Lifnei HaMelech, Bebigdei Malchus, and that was Tzahola Visamecha. Now again, the name Shoshana is used for Shushan, as a kinui for Shushan, and we have to ask the question, why of all the five begadim of Bigdei Malchus, Tcheles is singled out by the Paiton, by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, in the Shoshanas Yaakov, Bir Osam Yachad Tcheles Mordechai. Again, just to reiterate, Esther is Shoshana, and that's a remiza to Knesset Yisrael, and this is called Malchus. Malchus is Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is Malchus. And amongst the, what we call the Bechinas Adin, the last Bechina of Knesset Yisrael is Malchus. And this Din is something that Mikocha, this Midas Adin, is Dona Es HaOlam, and the world receives this Din, and this is the powerful Din, and it has something to do with the Malchus of Knesset Yisrael. So Knesset Yisrael is the Bechina of Malchus, and when we speak about Knesset Yisrael and Malchus, that's Knesset Yisrael means to gather together the people of Israel, and there's something called Knesset Yisrael Dili Ela, up in the ideal worlds of Shamayim. There's also, of course, a corresponding Knesset Yisrael Dilatata down here on this world. And Nishmosehem, the Neshamas of Knesset Yisrael Mechunasim, are gathered together and united Mitchilas Abriya, from the onset of creation. And the Ari is famous for saying that the Kavana here is that Midas HaMalchus has two dimensions to it. And one dimension apparently belongs to the world of Atzilus, and the other has something to do with the world of Klipos. And Esther, which is the Gematria of Shoshana, and therefore it says Vatilbash Esther Malchus, Esther is called Shoshana, because Knesset Yisrael is Shoshana, and that's Malchus. And there's a change. And sometimes it's Din, and sometimes it's Rachamim. Sometimes it's Latav for good, and sometimes Labish. Because again, about this close proximity of the Klipos that we spoke about before. And therefore, for these two dimensions, Knesset Yisrael is called Shoshana, because Knesset Yisrael, as a Shoshana, as the Bechina Elyona and the Shoshana of the Bechina Tachtona, has these two dimensions of Din and Rachamim. Sometimes it's Latov, and sometimes for the opposite. And this is what the Pre-Tzadik develops here. We're only scratching the surface here. That the Zohar says in the Akdoma, Ma Shoshana Ispe Tlesar Olin, a rose has 13 leaves. Af Knesset Yisrael Ispe Tlesar Mechilin Derachamin. Mechilin is the Aramaic corresponding to Midos. Tlesar, of course, is 13. And Knesset Yisrael have the 13 Midos of Rachamim. And this is all the insight of the Zohar in explaining the analogy between Knesset Yisrael and the Shoshana. And again, the Shoshana is Bein HaChochim. We'll see that these Chochim that surround the Shoshana are representative of that element which we called Klipos. And in the Zohar, Man Shoshana Da Knesset Yisrael, the Shoshana is Knesset Yisrael. And Ma Shoshana De Isbe HaChochim, there are these thorns, Isba Sumak VeChavar, there's the red of the rose and the Chavar, the white petals. And basically, according to the Zohar, the red and the Lovan represent two different attributes of Rachamim and Din. The Lovan represents the Rachamim, the Odem, the red is Din. Knesset Yisrael is a combination of Din and Rachamim. And the Shoshana has 13 leaves, just like Knesset Yisrael have the 13 attributes of Rachamim that surround Asovim Osam called Tzad. And here the Pritzadik points out, based on the Zohar, that the word Elohim, as it appears for the first time in the Torah, if you count from Tevas Elohim, Ad Elohim Tanina, until the second time it says Elohim, which is Ruach Elohim, you'll find that there are 13 words. And those 13 words correspond to the 13 Midos HaRachamim, up until Ruach Elohim. And what we're talking about here is a remez to Knesset Yisrael, that from the first Elohim that appears in the Torah till the second one, there's the 13 words that represent the 13 Midos of Rachamim that surround Knesset Yisrael. They protect Knesset Yisrael. And why does the Torah mention the second Elohim in this context? And that's because, again, in the language of the Zohar, Lahotzi Chamisha Olim Chazokim Hamakifim L'Shoshana Melokim Asheni Ad Elokim Ashlishi Chamisha Milim. There are five words. Umikan V'Hola Or Shenivra V'Nignas. So we have these five, and the number five becomes very important. The Pritzadik says that the Pasuk V'Ruach Elohim is a reference to Rucho Shel Mashiach. And that's based on a statement of Rav Shimon Lakish in the Medrash, and he says, Pasar Kra Begolios V'Aretz Ha'isa Sohu Zegolos Bavel Ubo Zegolos Madai Choshek Zegolos Yavon Al Pnei Tom Zegolos Mamleches Harsha V'Ruach Elohim Rachefes Zehu Rucho Shel Melech HaMashiach. And he based himself on a comparison between the Pasuk Ruach Elohim Rachefes and the Pasuk in Yeshayo Perek Yud Aleph V'Nocha Olav Ruach Hashem. And Reish Lakish says, Be'ez Eschus Mimash Meshes Uba'a is Hamrachefes Al Pnei HaMayim. What will bring the Mashiach? It's Mrachefes Al Pnei HaMayim. And the Mayim here is a Eschus of Tshuva. Tshuva is Nimshal Al Mayim. In any event, what we have here is a remez that the Cheshbon of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, which are alluded to in the Tevos that lead to Ruach Elohim, because that's the remez for Mashiach. Ruach Elohim is Mashiach. It means that the ultimate redemption, about which it says in Yeshayo, Anovi Barachamim Gedolim Akabtzeich, will be through these 13 Midos HaRachamim. And as a result of the fulfillment of this prophecy of Barachamim Gedolim Akabtzeich, there will be a Ruach Elohim, meaning the Ruach of Mashiach, And that's part of the Krisas Bris with Moshe Rabbeinu. And that Krisas Bris has as its very essence the promise, the divine promise, to free and redeem the people of Israel from Golus. And that's the Mashiach and the Ruach Elokim. Sha'al zeh haya tachlis ha-mechuvan shel abriya. He says the ultimate goal of creation was the Ruach Elokim, the Ruach shel Mashiach, the ultimate geula, mitzad Adam harishon. Now, the Maral Miprag in his Sefer, his classic Be'er Gola, says, Da, ki atora ramza lanu, ki lo shehu yisparach hu poel el ha'olam hazeh, ach pu'uloso es ha'olam hayu l'tachlis mechuvan, v'atachlis ashel kiven Hashem yisparach bebriyas ha'olam, hu k'mo shomer ha'kosuv, kol pol Hashem l'manehu, וכמו שאמרו חכם על זה ביום הלמד חס, כל אשר ברא הקדוש ברוך הוא בעולמו, לא ברא אלא לכבודו. ומעתה אי אפשר לומר שיהיה אשר בו הרצון השם יספרך רק זמן המשיח. ואז יהיה כל אשר ברא השם יספרך הכל לכבודו, והוא ימלוך על הכל. So the tachlis for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, which is of course Lemanehu and Lo Borel Chvodo, all this is going to be fulfilled, reach its fruition at the time of Mashiach for us, and at that point everything will be declaring the covenant of Hashem. He'll be the divine ruler, accepted as such by the entire globe, the entire universe. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says in Perek HaChelik in Sanhedrin, Lo Ivra Alma El Mashiach, that the world was created only for the Mashiach. So that's the Rucho Shal Mashiach that was created on the very first day of creation. Ki Nivra Olam Be'inyin Zeh She'agia El HaTachlis HaZeh Shu Mashiach. From the get-go, God created the world in a way, and for the sake of leading to the Tachlis, the ultimate goal, the objective is Mashiach. And therefore, already at the beginning of the Bria, there's a remez to Rucho Shel Mashiach, because the Iker, the primary purpose of the creation, is for Mashiach. It's the Iker Olam. And that's the Ruach Elokim here at the very beginning of creation of the story in Bereishis. And therefore, after Shamayim V'Aretz were created, it says, Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei Amayim, that's the Hashlama, that's the completion. The pinnacle, the objective of Shamayim V'Aretz is the Tachlis HaBriya, is Mashiach. And if you take a look at the commentary of Rabbeinu Bechai at the very beginning of Bereishis, you'll see a different formulation of the same idea way before the Maral said it in the Be'er Gola. And he writes, Ala Inyan Hazeh Romzu Ravoseinu Zal, Kishochichu Minakosuv Hazeh Arba Malchios, Darshu, etc., etc. Ruach Elokim is a Ruach Rucho Shel Mashiach. Ubira Medrash Hazeh Ki Hashem Yisparach Parsha Zu Magid Meireshis Achris. He's telling us already at the beginning what's going to happen at the end of time. Vakosuv Kivein Lirmos Sof Hazman B'Tchilas Hazman. Already at the beginning of time, there is an allusion to the end of time. Lahoros, to teach us, ki tachlis kavanas habriyah hi limos ha-mashiach, v'zeu tchilas ha-machshava, sof ha-maisa. So Mashiach is the ultimate goal. That's the purpose. That's going to be the glorious episode of the entire world coming to say, l'chvodo shel Hashem, hu yimloch al hakol. And this is what the Pri Tzadik here is mentioning when he says that the Adam, Mitzad Adam, there was the purpose of the entire creation is Ruach Elokim. In other words, when we speak about Tachlis HaBriya, we mean the purpose of the creation of man. In what way is the reality, the creation of man, the tachlis, and that is through Mashiach. All the other situations that man finds himself in are only preparations for bias HaMashiach. And we know that LP, the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Mashiach will be Mesakin, the Chet of Adam HaRishon. That's going to be Mesakin, the Olam B'Shlemus. And then the original purpose for which God created the world is going to come to fruition. It's going to become a reality at the time of Mashiach Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Voed. And here, Elokim Tnina Od Chamesh Tevos Ad Vayomer Elokim Yi'or. From the second Elokim until the third one of Vayomer Elokim Yi'or is five words. Neged Chamesh Olin Tkifin Desachrin Lishoshana. Which means that there are five very tough or harsh leaves that surround the Shoshana. V'hainu keneged chamesh gvuros shenimtokim al yidei ha'or she'u ha'or shel tshuva v'yidei ze yuchal liskon v'lios gvura shebekdusha. So we have this concept of five gvuros. This is all based on the insights, the Kabbalah of the Arizal, and it's otherwise known as Mansapach, which are five letters that have to do with the Midah of Bina, and that emanation that comes from Bina in five different ways, noting which are called the five Gvuros, the Chamisha Gvuros. They are below the Mamlechus, and the king has created these five Gvuros, Lishomra Ulachnia HaKlipos Uloshia Besod. This is all to somehow protect against these Klipos, this harsh din and judgment. So those are the five words between Elokim of Ruach Elokim and the Vayhi Or. And there's a struggle here during those that sandwich, that wedged in period of time of the five Tevos, which are connected to the five Gvuros, which ultimately will lead to Yehi Or. So there's got to be a Gvura de Kedusha, and that Gvura de Kedusha is going to be achieved only after Vayehi Or. In other words, until Vayehi Or, these five Olim representing the five Gvuros are not necessarily related to Kedusha, they're related to Klipa, and they could have a very negative impact. We need a special protection, Lachnia, to overcome these Klipos and to bring about the ultimate Yeshua. And that's how do we sanctify these Klipos and completely transform them? That's through the R of Tshuva. And Tshuva is considered or called by the name R. R meaning light, of course, but this is a different type of light than what we're used to when we turn on electricity. We're talking about the R of the Kisei HaKavod, the R of Gan Eden, the R of the Beis HaMikdash, and the R of Tshuva, the R of Mashiach. I mean, all these are different manifestations of this supernal and divine light. And there are actually five categories of R. And these five categories were created at the time of the Briyas HaOlam. And one of them, of course, is the Or HaTshuva, the light of Tshuva. And this Or of Tshuva is going to convert and transform the five Gvuros into Gvuros the Kedusha. And that Tikkun is going to be Hamtoka, a Hamtoka of the harsh Gvura, in order to create a protection for Klal Yisrael. That's called Hamtokas Hadinim. And Hamtokas Hadinim, which is to sweeten the judgment, a very fundamental and common concept in Kabbalah, is Al Yidei Ha'or. It's through the light, and in this case, the light of Tshuva. Obviously, Tshuva is coming against the Mid of Din, and the Hamtaka of Din, according to the Bali Kabbalah, comes through a Midah which is called Yesod. And that's where the Chasodim and the Gvuros, the Chesed and the Gvuros, Mizarfim, Biyachet, Biyesod, they come and they integrate together via Or Rav, and there's a great intense light, Umam Tikon, which sweetens the din and the Gvura, and it becomes a Gvura of Chesed, and this is all the Hey Olent Kifin that will be met, hopefully, by Vayomer Kibi Or, by the Mituk of the Gvuros through the Or of Tshuva. So obviously, the Pre-Tzadik from the get-go is putting a tremendous emphasis on Knesset Yisrael and the makeup, the ingredients that go into Knesset Yisrael, the Ilah, up in Shammai, meaning in the ideal world, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, the five emanations of Gvura, and the ultimate integration of all this into one entity of Kedusha at the time of Tshuva, and that's Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, which is an allusion to the Or of Tshuva. Tshuva is always called Or. And that's what he concludes here by saying, the Or of Tshuva Yidei Ze Yochol, or Yuchal, Liskon, meaning Litaken, Lios Gvura Shebekdusha. Again, the Sfarim HaKadoshim speak about the fact that Tshuva is Mematek Es Hadin, and on a much more profound level of Kabbalah, this is something beyond us, there's Bina, and the composition of Bina, the way it's made up, is through Tshuva. There's nothing like Tshuva. Tshuva is able to be Mesaken Kol Pgam, any Pgam, and Kemosha Derech HaBina Lamate Kol Adinim Ulevatel Hamarirut Kach HaAdam Yoshuv B'Tshuva V'Yisaken Kol Pgam. So this is the infinite power and light of Tshuva, to be Mevatel Marirus, to overcome the bitterness of din and to sweeten the din. And if somebody is Mahar in Tshuva all his days, then he is going to light up this Bina for all his days. All his days will be days of Tshuva by incorporating himself or including himself in Bina. Bina is Tshuva, as we said. And his life will be crowned with the Sod of Tshuva Elyona, of the highest level of Tshuva. And the dinim, when we say that the dinim are, in a sense, attacked by the tshuva, the Or of Tshuva, and are sweetened by the Or of Tshuva, that goes on in the Shoresh, in the actual root of the din. The root itself has to be sweetened. And if a person overcomes his Yetzirah and he faces a challenge, then he, in a sense, arouses what's called a Midas Gvura de Kedusha, and that's able to sweeten the Elokim, which is the Din, and that's why the Pasuk says, Tnu Oz Elokim. Tnu Oz Elokim means, Lizgaber Mul Elokim Vitzirufav, and this concept of din has to do with various kinds of klipos and chitzonius, and that has to be uplifted, tnu oz elokim, and sweetened. That's the process here, which the Pritzadik is alluding to. Valzeh, he says, swinging back to our discussion about Shoshanas Yaakov, merames tevas ve'ha'ir, va'ir shushan, Sheyeshba Chamesh Osios Neged He. If you take the word Vehair, then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters, which is 5 is of course the He. And then if you take the word Shoshan and it's 4 letters, you add a He and you get Shoshana, that is the Vehair. And that is Shoshana. These are both five-letter words which refer to Knesset Yisrael. And that's what it means when we talk about V'ha'ir Shushan Tzahola V'samecha. V'ha'ir means Knesset Yisrael in the city of Shushan. Shushan representing the Shoshana, and Ha'ir Shushan is a remez for the Jews that lived in Shushan. The Pritzadik is going to go into a little bit more detail about what makes up, what comprises the Yehudim Shebeshushan. But it says in Megillas Esther, Va'ir Shushan Novocha, that's the time of the Gzeres Haman. And then when Mordechai goes out, Lifnei HaMelech, it says, Va'ir Shushan Tzahola V'samecha. And the Mefarshim explain that when it says Ha'ir Shushan, it's a reference to the Jews in Shushan. You'll see this in Rashi on Megillas Esther, Perek Gimel, Ha'ir Shushan HaYehudim Sheba, and in the Psikta, which Rashi is basing himself on, Va'ir Shushan Tzolav Esmecha Elu HaYehudim Shebe Shushan. And what we want to mention here is that in Pashtus, when we speak about Ha'ir, what we mean is the Anoshim Chashuvim Sheba. Every city and every community has its representatives, its leaders. And when we're speaking about Ha'ir Shushan, Tzahola V'Samecha, we're referring to the leaders of the city, the Talmidei Chachamim, the scholars, who make up the primary element of Knesset Yisrael. And there are many rayas for that. But not for now. The only point we want to make now is that when it says that Ha'ir is a reference to the Yehudim Shebeshushan, we're talking about Harabonim, HaSanhedrin Shehayu B'Shushan. That's what it means when it says Ha'ir. Ha'ir is the Anoshim Chashuvim Sheba, which, as we said, incorporates the Rabbanim, the Sanhedrin, that were located in Shushan. And to illustrate this, the Pritzadik refers to the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, Man Chachomim Rabbonon, Yodei Ha'itim, Sheyodim Li'aber Shonim L'Kvoa Chadoshim. So we see that in the Gemara Megillah, the Chachomim are identified as the Yodei Ha'itim. Obviously, they are the great scholars, and they understand the time periods, meaning the lunar calendar. They're the ones who are in charge of Ibur Shonim and Kvius Chadashim. And this is what, according to the Pritzadik, is being referred to or alluded to in the Pasuk Ha'ir Shushan. That's a reference to the Chachamim of Shushan, the Talmidei Chachamim. V'gam hasach ze Daniel. The Gemara a little bit later on in the Agadah to Megillah on Daf Tesvav points out that hasach is Daniel. Valkein, says the Pritzadik, merames ha'ir Shushan al bechinas Shoshana shehi Knesses Yisrael. So basically we have the Yehudim, the rank and file citizens, the Jews in Shushan, plus we have the Rabbanim and the Sanhedrin that were in Shushan. All told, we have every single U-H-U-E of Knesset Yisrael represented in the city of Shushan. And now you may recall that we asked the question of all the five Begadim that Mordechai wore the big day Malchus. Why is it that Tcheles is singled out? Umasha nokat Tcheles mikol chamisha levushim and his karba pasuk. Yesh lomar al pi pashut mipnei shenizkar barishona. Now, in the first chapter of Esther, of course, after the maisa with Vashti, the pasuk says, pasuk yud gimel in the first pek, vayomer hamelch lachachomim, and Achashverosh tries to get the insight and the wisdom of the Chachamim to guide him as to what to do with Vashti. And these Chachamim are called Rabbanon, the Yodei Itim, because they know how to be Ma'abar Shonim, how to be Kovei Chadoshim. These are the Yehudim Chashuvim of Shushan that were called in front of the Melech Achashverosh. These were the scholars. And in the Pasha, the Pesukim Va'ir Shushan is referring to Bnei Yisrael. The Talmidei Chacham is a reference to Knesset Yisrael. And we can talk about the difference between Bnei Yisrael, that includes the rank and file citizens, and Knesset Yisrael, that's headed up by the Talmidei Chachamim. In any event, the Pasuk Va'ir Shushan is a remez to all of Knesset Yisrael. And as we said before, Malchus is Shoshana. Says the Pri Tzadik, V'alkein Rom Merameis Ha'ir Shushan Al Bechinas Shoshana Shehi Knesset Yisrael. So the Pasuk Va'ir Shushan alludes to this concept of Shoshana, of Knesset Yisrael, that's made up of, as we discussed earlier, the combination of Din and Rachamim. And if you ask the question, why is Tcheles singled out, then on a simple level, sort of call it logistical level, since Tcheles is mentioned first in the Pasuk, that's why the Paitan, who authored Shoshanas Yaakov, mentioned Dafka Tcheles. In other words, we have a general rule that we don't want to say something without attributing it to its author, B'Shem Omro. And the B'Shem Omro here is Ifer Magid Meisharim. Omnom previous Hadvar, says the Pritzadik Shel Chamisha Levushim, the five categories of garments that are worn by Mordechai have a deeper meaning. Yirmaz al inyan gadol kmo sha'amru, and here he refers to a Gemara in Masechta Megillah, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, al apostol kul binyamin nasan chamesh chalifos smolos. Yosef bequeaths a gift to Binyamin of five types of garments. She Yosef Ramazlo Sha'asid Mordechai Lotzeis Mimenu. By giving these five kinds of garments to Binyamin, Yosef was trying to transmit or allude to the fact that from Binyamin will come Mordechai. Sheyetze Milifnei HaMelech B'chamisha Levushei Malchus. So that's the Gemara in Megillah, that the five garments of Mordechai Ish Yemini are coming from Binyamin. In other words, there was already a gift that was given to Binyamin by Yosef that alluded to the fact that Mordechai would wear these five categories of garments when he was Yotze Milifnei HaMelech. What are these five garments all about? What do they symbolize? V'heim levushei ha-mitzvah sha'osin b'gan Eden. In other words, that there are levushei which are called levushei neshamos, and lehislabesh bahem kol echad v'echad kifi haroi. So everyone subjectively will be zoche to these begodim that are appropriate for him on his level of levushei neshamos, and bilavush ze nirsham kol osa maisim tovim sha'osa b'olam hazeh v'kulam reshumim bo. It means that these begadim really contain, in some sort of a code, a recognition of the mitzvos and the maisim tovim that this person did during his lifetime, and these are inscribed in the begadim. And machrizim nekachrosa zel levusha shel ploni. This is the levush, the garment of ploni lachash eslabin, meaning once he's already been punished for his sins, and he has a clear, pure record in front of him, and then the levush is going to testify about his Maisim Tovim. Now here we want to mention the Shaloh HaKadosh in Masechta Yuma. He says, Daki ha'odom eino dafka mitzad aguf, ki aguf eino el basar ha'odom, v'odom ha'pnimius v'aguf hu ha'levush. So the essence of man is his inner spiritual soul. The body itself is just a levush. It's a garment that the soul wears. Because in this world, there's got to be a combination of guf and neshama. So the neshama has to be hosted in order to live in this world by a guf. And that's the guf, which is called the levush. And in Eov it says, Aru basar tal bisheni. When a person dies and his body deteriorates, that's the malbush, that's the levush of the body. And at that point, the neshama, the soul of man, remains alone. And without the body, the soul itself is kind of, what word can we use? It's aruma, it's kind of naked without a body to cover it, without a covering to cover it. And the meisim of the person will form as a levush. The meisim mitzvah of a person become a spiritual kind of a levush, and the neshama is able to wear that levush, becomes the levush of the neshama. And that's in the lower Gan Eden. And the Shalom explains that with this levush, lo teilech lebeis avil gan eden ha'elyon, ki be'erech ha'mayla azu adayin ha'levush hu gas, rak malbishin osa be'levush malchus, shu betachlis haruchnius ha'nerag mi kavonas ha'mitzvus, v'yedias taimam v'sodom. So there's very deep concepts here about the way the neshama is clothed, so to speak, in a figurative way, with the mitzvos of a person, especially the kavanah of a mitzvah that a person puts in. And that's going to be the most glorious levush of the neshama. It's a levush of malchus on the highest level. And that's, in essence, when it says, by Mordechai at Tzadik, Mordechai Yotzuf Ne'amel, Belvush Malchus, it means this is the levush of tzaddikim b'gan Eden, and it refers to the highest spiritual levels that in this case Mordechai had achieved. And that's what the pre-tzaddik says here, v'heim levushei ha-mitzvos she'osim b'gan Eden. It means levushim for the neshama, when the neshama is in Gan Eden and the guf is no longer there, the levush is going to be the mitzvos that were fulfilled by that person, by that living chibur of guf and nefesh. And he writes, Kide'isa b'zor ha-kodosh v'tilbash ester malchus da'rucha de'kudsha. The Zohar writes that Rav Shimon bar Yochai went to Gan Eden, the lower Gan Eden, and the Shliach HaMemuna, Gilo Sodos Rabim, that's where Rav Shimon bar Yochai was exposed to various deep secrets. And Omer Rav Shimon La Shaliach, Rav Shimon bar Yochai turns to the Shliach who's there to reveal the secrets, and he says to him, Vada yodea nishatem miluboshim shom began eden bilvush yokar shel guf kadosh. Haim yesh bofin ze ba'olam hazeh odom shenire beguf ze kmo shatem nirim ba'olam ahu. And there's a whole discussion here between Rav Shimon bar Yochai and the Shliach, in which Rav Shimon bar Yochai acknowledges that the Malbushim in Gan Eden are a very, very beloved, very cherished, very expensive yokar. It's a guf kadosh. And he wants to know if, okay, that's up in Gan Eden, is there anything down, you know, some sort of human being down on earth that has a guf that looks like this guf that's Malubash b'begodim b'Gan Eden in Amar Leh? And they answer to him that in this world, there's only one such person, Esther Malchus. Islabashtba Hu Diyanuka Dahu Alma. So what it says here is, and that's before we even get up to Mordechai, it says that Hoya ba'olam hazeh came, there was some person in this world who reached that level, as you described it, with the levush of the guf, as a levush of yakar, a levush of gan eden, a levush of kedusha. And that's Esther, when the pasuk says, Vatilbash Esther Malchus. Malchus means the dmus of that world. Somehow she had a malbush, which was a malbush of that higher world of Gan Eden. And that Malchus is Ruach HaKodesh. Then the Zohar goes on to say the same thing about Mordechai. Mordechai, Oifhochi Ksiv, Tichsiv, Mordechai Yotzov, Te'amel, Bilvush, Malchus. So just like it says by Esther, Batilbash, Esther Malchus, so too, with regard to Mordechai, it says that Yotzov, Bilvush, Malchus. And what all this means, according to the Pritzadik, is that there's some very, very extremely high level in spirituality that's represented by the Malchus in both the cases of Esther and Mordechai. According to Chazal, so quotes the Pritzadik, Merame sheyotzem lefnei hamelech malko shel olam, this Yitziyah b'fnei HaMelech is an allusion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he went out in front of the Melech, Malchei HaMelechim, the Malko Shel Olam, the Levush Malchus. And if you take a look in the Lashon, the Medrash, whenever it says in Megillah says to Melech, without any qualification, then the Kavan is always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should note that the Gemara Megillah on Daf Tesvav Amud Beis refers to perhaps the most dramatic use of the Melech to refer to the Malkol Shalolam. That's Balayla Hu Nodosh Nas HaMelech Omer Abtanchum Nodosh Nas Malkol Shalolam. These are all allusions alluded to by the Pritzadik when he speaks about Mordechai Yotzev Fnei HaMelech, is a reference to Malko Shalolam Dolvush Malchus Shenis Labesh Bechamisha Levushe Malchus Shamayim. That we have five different categories of Levushe Malchus that refer to Midos of Shamayim, heavenly Midos or attributes. And Tcheles, we said that amongst these five Levushim, Tchelis is first on the list, and that's the one singled out by the Paitan, is Merames al Givun Hayira Kiyodua. In other words, that although we have already clarified that the Levushe Malchus is Mitoch Mitzvos, Mitoch Maisim Tovim, the five Levushim correspond to five midos. Each malbush is an allusion to a different midah. And in the case of Tcheles, that is the HUE, the color that is Merames to Yira, to fear of Hashem. Afterwards, with Zoche to Ava, that's called Chur. And then to higher levels of Ateres, and so forth and so on. But right now we're at the level of Tcheles, and Tcheles is Yira. Yira becomes the key to enter into the higher gates and achieve even more, even greater spiritual malbushim. Utcheles, he says, if you take a look in Parshas Vayigash, he has a long piece about this. V'lachein mazkir li'ikar Tcheles Mordechai Merames al reishis chochma Yiras Elohim. So we have here is a reference to the fact that Tcheles represents Yira, and the next level is the Malbush is called Chur that appears in the Pasuk. That's a reference to the Mid of Ava. Ateres Zov Gdola is the Ksarim Shezachu B'Shas Matan Torah. We'll come back to that in Mirz Shem. Later, V'Tachrich Boots V'Argamon is Chachma and Bina. Again, these are all very esoteric categories of Midos. And the reason why the Pasuk mentions first the Tcheles is as a reference to Yira. That's why the Paiton chooses to focus exclusively on this Malbush called Tcheles, the Mid of Yira. That's the most phenomenal and most fundamental Midah of Avodas Hashem. Reishis v'Achris Advarim Kulam Yiras Shamayim Maisim Tovim. The beginning and the end is always Yiras Shamayim Maisim Tovim. And what does it mean that Shoshanas Yaakov, which is a reference again to Knesset Yisrael, Ir Shushan, the Talmidei Chachamim, how are they meriting? How do they achieve Tzahola V'Simcha? And the answer is because they are Ochzin V'Midas HaYira. It's the Midas of Yira that's going to bring about the ultimate, which we'll see at the end of the Megillah story, the ultimate level of Ir Shushan, Tzahola V'Samecha. And that Yira is the Yira of Tcheles Mordechai. And now, as far as I'm concerned, we have achieved the introduction and understood the Pre-Tzaddik on whatever level we could. And at this point, the Pre-Tzaddik is going to introduce another concept which is related to the concept of Amalek, how Amalek and why Amalek is able to attack the people of Israel, what are the sins that need tikkun through the destruction of Amalek, etc. That's what he's going to approach right now. Before we end this part of the Shia, meaning the introduction to the Shia, we just want to mention that in this Hakdama, speaking about Shushan Purim, the Pre-Tzaddik is going to address the question that we mentioned at the outset of why an extra day in Shushan Purim, an extra day of Purim, what was special about the people in Shushan that they merited an extra day. And this, Amir Tzashem, will be our continuation when, Bali Nether, we can pick this up again.